Sean Kellerman, who joins us. G'day, Sean.
No, g'day, Half. Yeah, that would be Halftime Zone, LA Kings.
We were talking about them
when they knocked off the Vancouver Canucks.
Yeah, they're Halftime Zone, and they've sent an email through saying, hope you enjoyed the ride, boys. There's still more to come.
Exactly.
So good luck to the Kings. Hey, what's happening on sportsgeekhq.com at the moment?
Well, the thing is, it's Origin week this week, and obviously the big boys are in town for the game tonight. So it'll be a good case study. But there'll be a lot of people watching at home, and it'll be another case study to show Twitter just absolutely smashes it. And to have the whole eastern seaboard of Australia be tweeting about the Origin, most likely the hashtag will be #Origin, because it's a bit strange the NRL actually haven't pushed out an official hashtag. Like, they're not like the NBA playoffs that are, got tweet buttons. No, there's nothing on their site pushing it. So you'll see some people using Origin, some people using SOO, some people using State of Origin. So really, they should have got everyone together and said, yeah, exactly. So
Origin 1,
yeah. So it would have been smart if they had have created it, but no matter what, Origin will be trending. You know, Billy Slater will be trending. Cameron, when there's a try, that guy will be trending. And it'll be worldwide, because at 9 o'clock at night in Australia, we're the only ones awake on Twitter. So pretty much anything that's going to happen will be trending worldwide. So that's how it happens. So if you want to trend worldwide, you've got to move halftime to the night shift. is the thing. You're competing against the LA Kings at the minute.
Yeah, so one of the pub at the minute.
That's the problem. So, but big support for the two teams. We were just looking at the Facebook numbers before. 360,000 for the Queensland Maroons and 220,000 for the New South Wales Blues. So we're just wondering what kind of numbers that the big V would get if it was still on Facebook and still active. And I'm thinking it could go close to half. Just likes, yeah. So
you get half a million of them.
I think there would be half a million of Victorian footy fans and to back the big V. But I think it's all in the past, and maybe we'll look at the timeline feature to look at old pictures of State of Origin footy, but I don't think it's going to come back for the AFL.
And that's the thing about Origin too. I spoke to Ray Warren earlier this afternoon, who said it's not just a sporting event anymore. It's not just a game anymore. It's an event.
Yep.
That's what he said. And it is. Origin's become that big poster event for the NRL for the whole year. And people, as you say, like to get involved via social media and be a part of it. Yep. And that's the thing that it lets you do. It lets you be a part of it whilst sitting on your couch.
And it's a big TV event. Yeah. I mean, that's the other thing. Being in Melbourne, everyone in Queensland and everyone in New South Wales is watching. And then you've got extra people in Victoria watching because it's in Melbourne. So it's always going to be the biggest game when it's in Melbourne. But I tend to agree with the guys in Queensland and New South Wales. It doesn't have to be here every year, because I think if it is here every year, there might be a bit of ho-hum nature about it from some people in Melbourne. So if you keep that event nature of every 1 or 2 years, probably makes sense from my point of view.
Well, speaking of the rugby league, the Melbourne Storm are doing Battle Cam. Explain to me what Battle Cam is.
So for one, an amazing effort that the Storm boys are going to back up 2 days later and play the Broncos on the Friday night. But from a digital point of view, Battle Cam, if you go to the Storm website, and we'll get Jumper, who's wearing a hoodie today in honour of Mark Zuckerberg, and he's really getting into Facebook now, so he's doing the posts.
And in honour of him too.
He's going to put up a link to Battle Cam. So Battle Cam is going to be a 360-degree gigapixel picture taken in the middle of Amy Park.
Right.
So everyone's going to be in the stadium, sitting in their seats, holding a sign, giving the thumbs up, and they're going to go around and take a shot of everyone in the seats.
Okay.
And then what you'll be able to do, it'll launch the day after on the 26th. You'll be able to go in, zoom into the photo, find you, find your mate, find your brother, find your sister.
You can zoom in.
Zoom in, tag yourself, share it on Facebook, share it on Twitter. The key thing is, get on there now, listen to what Billy Slater has to say. Register now and get a ticket so you're there.
Well, it's going to be a huge crowd. I think it's not too many tickets left.
Yeah, so get a ticket now so you've got a seat, and get ready. They're all giving away prizes all the way up to the game. And then if you actually can't make it, and you're going to be at home or something's happening, you can still register for Battle Cam. Give them your photo and we'll put you in an empty seat.
You might be
in the back row. We might stick you on top of the goalpost,
out of it.
So, and there's going to be a couple of lucky few Melbourne Storm members, so you should sign up, that are actually going to be snuck out in the field and sit in the coaches, sort of in the player spot. We're not going to tell Craig Bellamy, but they're going to be sitting there when the photo's taken, and then we'll quickly sneak them away. We don't want Craig Bellamy finding out about it, but those guys will get a real, real special experience. But check it out, Battle Cam with Melbourne Storm.
Right, just the Storm website, is it?
Storm website, and yeah, The guys there are all over it. We'll send out a link on the Halftime Facebook page.
Yes,
thanks
facebook.com/halftime, two words, HRF. Did he just say Gigapixel, says Paul off the SMS? Yes, he did. What's that mean? Lots of pixels.
Correct.
Lots of pixels.
You're learning all the time.
Hey.
Lots of absolutely really high-def picture, so you need more pixels.
Fair enough. Thank you, Sean. Look forward to all the latest installments from the world of social media, sportsgeekhq.com. Thanks, pal.
Cheers, mate.
Sean Callanan, our man at Sports Geek HQ on Twitter as well.